So today's topic was selected out of six or seven suggested alternative topics, and the first question that came to my mind was how familiar project controls people are with the term BIM, with the BIM methodology. So I will carry out a micro inquiry, and could you please raise your hand if you don't know, if you do not know what BIM is? Okay, so you all know, okay. 95% of you know what it is. Second question, and then I will dive into the presentation. Raise your hand if you are involved in a BIM project. Okay, so say roughly 10%. Okay, so as usual, a few words about myself. So I'm a mechanical engineer, and my professional life can be divided basically into two parts, what I call the technical phase of my professional life, which is the period during which I thought that everything technical was the only thing that existed. Then I discovered, thanks to Bechtel, that there are also other things like project management, planning, and project controls. And lately, I fell in love with BIM, building information modeling, which is today's topic. I've worked in many continents and in several and substantially different industry sectors. And up to a few months ago, I was working for a large company, and now I've started my little own company called, as you can see, FP Opera. So we will start with, as usual, with a definition of what the topic is about, and I will quote official sources. This is from the HM government industry strategy document. So BIM is a collaborative way of working. This is a theme that will be reoccurring in the next 40 minutes. So it's a way of working based on collaboration. We will expand on this principle later. And it's supposed to be underpinned by digital technologies, so the technology contribution to a BIM realization is very, very important. And the idea is to achieve benefits that we will describe later. In the US, BIM is referred to as virtual design and construction, but it's basically the same thing. And the really important aspect of BIM is that it's not a nice to have, but it's something that must be put in place within 2016, which is very, very close. I'm also offering a couple of definitions which I find particularly interesting. This is one, which is, if BIM is correctly implemented, it's a very smart way of dealing with change. And I think we all agree that change is always around the corner. Independently of how well we plan our work, it is always there attacking us, and we've got to deal with it. And the last additional definition, this is not official, but it's being used by many individuals working in the BIM area, and that is about reducing, de-risking the project. So if a project is dealt with the BIM approach, the risk is substantially reduced. This slide is about the most common misconceptions of what BIM is not. So in conversations about BIM, I've heard, and many of you will obviously, I think, will agree, you hear about BIM being the model itself. This is a very incorrect and a very narrow-minded approach to what BIM is. You know, the model is what authoring tools produce, and it's not the methodology itself. The other letter of the acronym, which is really misleading, is the B for building. It's not true that this way of working is applicable only to buildings. Actually, it's applicable to large infrastructure projects. It's happening. I can see in the audience people that are working in the infrastructure world that are adopting BIM, you know, linear projects. And therefore, don't be misled by this letter B. And the third letter of the acronym is also a bit misleading and is certainly not new, the principle of modeling. Just to give you an idea, I was working in Saudi Arabia more than 30 years ago, 35 years ago, where I was partially involved in a project, in a military project you may have heard of. It's called KKMC, King Khaled Military City. It's the equivalent of the, it's the Saudi Arabian equivalent of the Pentagon. At that time, 35 years old roughly, the whole city, you know, built from scratch for tens of thousands of people, was modeled to the extent that you could actually be taken through, you could visit virtually the city, you could go inside schools, and I remember this detail, I will take it to the cemetery with me. You could see the blackboard inside the classroom. At that time, there were still blackboards. So can you imagine how, you know, modeling is not a new technology at all. The key element of BIM is the central letter, as all of you involved in BIM know about. So the trick and the art, if you wish, is to deal in a smart way with information. I will adopt a very light touch in this presentation, also because of the time. You will hear, with one exception, only one software name. The presentation will be software agnostic, and I will use only essential terminology so that we can communicate and understand each other. I will make an analogy, as the title of the presentation says, between the world of BIM and the world of food. Okay? So let's dive into the presentation itself. So I would like you to take a few things away after I've finished. And the main objective is basically to demystify BIM so that if you like this subject, you can approach it without being scared of it, because it's basically about doing a lot of stuff that you are already very good at. So it's not a matter of jumping into something completely new. It's about activities and knowledge that you have already mastered. So don't be scared of this thing. And other disciplines, not only project controls and food, are dealing with the kind of stuff that BIM is about. I will repeat this concept later, like Six Sigma, Lean. You know, this is all. These are all activities that are actually performed in a BIM environment, right? And in order to be realistic, I will also draw your attention to what are still, open challenges, unresolved problems. Obviously, it's when a subject like this is being dealt with, we've got to practice and be very practical and work with people that are dealing with BIM, but we've also got to read a lot of stuff. And I'm showing on this slide the number of documents dealing with BIM, so it's a massive amount of documentation that is available free of charge, and it's not easy to select what to read, what not to read. In some instances, there is also contradicting documentation, as it always happens on the internet, right? The two websites have been, these are the essential websites I've decided to include. These are official websites where you will find lots of links to other material covering the BIM subject. So I said that I will make reference to key documents and terminology. Certainly this is a key document. This is the 2011 HM Industry Strategy document, which is where BIM appeared as an official term, appeared for the first time. And its kind of brother, looking ahead, is the 2025 vision of what BIM will look like in a few years' time. Then we have standards, official standards. BS 1192 is the first document that deals with collaboration, the core message of this presentation, followed by a series of so-called PAS, publicly available standard. All this stuff is free of charge. You can download it from the internet. This green document, they are recognized by the color, is covering the capital expenditure element of the life cycle of BIM. It is followed by PAS 1192-3, which is the FM, facility management, operation and maintenance element of the life cycle. Then the fourth bit of the 1192 is addressing a specific subject, which is a file format, which is at the basis of information exchange, which is called COBE, right? And the last PAS, which was published only recently, is addressing a massive challenge, which is about data security. You can imagine, you know, we are talking about information, you can imagine how important the data security aspect is. So altogether, almost, around 250 pages of stuff that needs to be read and understood. It's not light reading material, but it needs to be, you know, read, unfortunately. So the terminology that I've distilled on this slide is the maturity level. You may have heard of BIM level, maturity level 1, 2, and 3. There is a very famous diagram, a wedge diagram, that I've decided not to display because you must have seen it maybe hundreds of times already. Anyway, the 2016 target is about achieving building maturity level 2, which itself would require some... It's basically file-based BIM, data exchange, sorry. The second term, which is really important, which is where everything starts from, is a document that is called EIR. So the employer has to put in writing what he needs in terms of information, not what he needs in terms of asset. It's not a matter of saying, I need a hospital. It's about defining what information I need to design, build, operate, and maintain a hospital. Building execution, BIM execution plan is pretty obvious. This is the document that whoever will deliver this BIM solution, whoever does this has to describe how the EIRs will be satisfied and met. Then another term you will come across, which is about the central role of data, is CDE, Common Data Environment, which is, well, all the information stroke data is contained so that everybody can refer to this central and single place. Another term that, another acronym that is very important in the world of BIM is the Digital Plan of Work. is a free of charge tool, electronic tool, that was developed for the purpose of helping creating and maintaining a BIM environment. COBE, I've already said, is a file format, basically an Excel-based file format. The advantage, stroke disadvantage, if you wish, is that it's based on a very, very widely used tool, Excel, and its full wealth of information is contained in this file format called IFC, which is an international standard. It contains all the aspects, geometric information, functional information. It looks like a simple concept, you know, file format, but it's a very, very big subject. Again, if you go to the internet, you will find all the details about this file format. The last acronym I've decided to share with you is the so-called LOD, which stands for